In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was a look on to something shocking. But now, God knows, anything goes. Good offers.
Dark Smile Productions present Life in Pieces by Ian McNess, starring Julie Nicholson, Richard Delafield, Leah Graham, and Simon Denmark. Ms. Peacock, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. We had an urgent delivery of frozen embryos. I do hope you'll come to the exhibition.
I'm counting the days. And it's Karen, please.
Oh, okay.
What can I call you?
Mr. Edgbaston.
Don't you have a first name?
I don't see that that's real.
Name?
Headingley. Keen cricketing family. Ms. Peacock.
Karen.
We've had a look, myself and the...
You're the people with strange names.
The board. The ones in charge. And, well, we think the work is vibrant, hard-hitting. But I'm afraid we're not sure this is quite the right venue for your particular brand of... I mean, this is an art gallery and not a adult entertainment centre, if you catch my drift.
I'm sure that if I'm catching anything from you, it's not your drift.
We deal with art, Miss Peacock.
Karen.
Not pornography. The board, you see, have some reservations.
They think it's rude.
Generally, yes.
And shocking and disgusting and all the other comments I've had from everywhere else. Oh, I'm perverted. I missed out. Perverted.
Ms. Peacock.
Karen, and are there any women on the board?
Well, I...
You couldn't really say. What do you think, Headingley?
I'm sorry?
What do you think of my work?
Well, I'm afraid...
Afraid, yes, that's it, isn't it? Afraid of what you don't understand.
What I understand is that you have an interest in images of the female,
genitals? Not just female. Not just genitals. I do bodies, bits of bodies. The female genitals are a bit.
But do we need to see them 8 foot high in paper mache?
Now we get to the crux of the problem. Is that the right word?
It's not just the centrepiece. Some of the other sculptures concerning male genitalia being...
Mutilated?
Are highly questionable. The one called pencil sharpener springs immediately to mind.
Have you noticed how the word which means of the penis, phallic, sounds perfectly reasonable? Whereas if you drop the words vaginal or vulval into polite conversation, they sound deeply crude. I might invent a new word. Vulvic. No, it sounds too much like mineral water.
Miss Peacock.
Karen!
If you would agree to excise certain pieces from the exhibition, then...
You want me to cut my centrepiece? And some others? Mostly to do with the reproductive organs and turn it into a tasteful exhibition?
Yes.
No! Who do you think I am, Walt Bloody Disney? I don't do family shows. It terrifies you, doesn't it? What I do with your genitals? What I do with mine?
Miss Peacock.
My name is Karen. I have an 8 foot vagina and I'm going to show the world.
Oh, you didn't say that.
I bloody did.
Did he call security?
Just started foaming at the mouth a bit and looking around for help. I stormed out.
I've never seen anyone actually foam at the mouth.
It wasn't pretty.
Another drink.
Why the hell not? A few more and I'll be flying. Like in your song, come Josephine.
You're flying now. You only ever call me Josephine when you're drunk.
Sorry, Joe.
Why are we friends? Remind me.
Because I work in an off licence and you can get cheap booze.
Right, don't forget it.
Bitch.
Vixen. What's the next step then?
I need a man.
Don't we all? Oh, forget I said that. Don't know what came over me.
Not like that. Well, no. What I need is a male model. I've got some new ideas and they're quite graphic and I need a reference.
You can't sculpt from memory?
Come on, the last time I saw any male body parts up close, Duran Duran were topping the charts.
Bit of gossip, you and Duran Duran.
I'm not saying I had it away with John Taylor. Well, there might have been the odd fantasy.
What about Mark?
Well, he never had it away with John Taylor either. I don't remember much about Mark. It's hard to explain.
Didn't you see him recently?
Briefly.
Why don't you advertise at the university? Those students are so strapped for cash, they'll do anything. Print some flyers. Wanted. Gorgeous hunk to be live model. BYO body oil.
You're making it sound like that guy, Headingley.
Headingley?
Yeah. Keen cricketing family, apparently.
Right. I have things to do.
There's still half a bottle of wine.
We've had one already. I need a clear head. There is such a thing as a wine stopper, you know.
Sounds very unnatural. What do you need a clear head for?
To devise my sales pitch. I'm going to find you a man.
Good luck. Would you like a drink?
No, Well, thanks.
Nervous?
A bit.
This is just an informal chat, to get to know you a little better.
And to make sure you're comfortable with everything.
Okay. Do you want me to...
What? Oh, no, no, I don't think that would be appropriate.
I don't know, then.
So, you're a student?
Yeah, catering.
Ah, hoping to be the next naked chef.
John, I just want to make sure that all the applicants for this job realise that they will be required to take their clothes off. It may only be a foot or an ear that I want. It may be something a bit more intimate.
Yeah, I get it. Will it just be one-on-one?
Yeah.
Oh.
I may also want to take some pictures. I'll be the only one who'll see them. Have you got any questions?
How many other people are you seeing?
Well, we're still sorting through the applications, but I'd say you're in with a good chance.
Really?
Have you done anything like this before?
Not really.
Never streaked across a pitch of some sort?
No.
And are you seeing anyone at the moment?
What's that got to do with anything?
We don't want to ruin any relationships.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Boyfriend?
No.
I suppose the most important question should be, why do you want this job?
Thought it'd be fun. Maybe.
It can be. I've done it a couple of times.
So, no other obligation that we should know about? Football on a Thursday, that sort of thing?
No, nothing.
Great. I think we're done. Unless there's anything else you want to ask.
Would anybody know I'm your model?
I won't advertise it, don't worry.
Good.
Right, thanks for coming. I'll show you out.
Bye, John.
Yeah, bye.
What do you think?
I don't know. We have got a lot of other people to see.
No, we haven't.